The work of an evangelist is to get people to encounter God. You're not to set up. We're just here to set up the meeting. We're here just to evangelize, get you in the presence of God. Amen. But once God pricked my brain and taught me that I had to do it, that I want to do it, it's work, that I don't mind doing it, he then showed me how I can get it done. Yep. And it's found in Psalms 34, verse 8. If you're not familiar with Psalms 34, if you read verse 1, you'll find that it's when David was behind enemy lines. He was anointed king, but he had not yet received the title nor the position. Well. And so he was on the run, a fugitive from his own country, and he ends up captive, caught by his dreaded enemies, the Philistines. So in Psalms 34, David is surrounded by his enemies, and yet he teaches us about evangelism. Okay, y'all gonna have to wake up this morning. Psalms 34, verse 8. By the inspiration of God, by the pen of David, these words are recorded. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who take refuge in him. Verse 8 again, the first part. Taste and see that the Lord is good. This morning I want to use a character that I call Samuel Yahweh. Samuel Yahweh. I want you to be able to identify with Samuel Yahweh. I learned everything that I needed to know to get started in a field that was not my natural calling or my natural abilities in evangelism. And God hacked my brain, told me I must do the work of evangelism, and I'm not afraid of work, and I'm not afraid to tell people the goodness of the Lord. But I needed a role model. And I found a role model in an individual by the name of Samuel Yahweh. He is the star character of a author's books, Dr. Theodore Gospel. He was challenged by his producers to write a book using only 50 words. And he began to pen the book, Green Eggs and Ham. Dr. Seuss, he records and writes the book, Green Eggs and Ham, in order to teach young people and old people alike to try new things. It is a book about trying something that you have never tried before. And the character, Samuel Yahweh, or as the book calls him, Sam I Am, he becomes the model in which we can follow in what it means to be an evangelist. In fact, Sam I Am provides us both the P's and the Q's of what it means to be an evangelist. So this morning, I'm not going to tell you about the Q's. We're going to just focus on the P's. What three P's can we learn from Sam I Am that we can use as evangelists? First P that we have to learn is that it was personal.
That's right.
Sam I Am. He said, who are you? And he doesn't give him his title. He doesn't even give him his position. In fact, we don't know if Sam is the CEO of Green Eggs and Ham or if he's just the chef of Green Eggs and Ham. We don't know if he's the hostess, nor do we know if he is the customer. All we know is that Sam I Am is promoting a product, green eggs, and ham. This is mirrored in the story of David as he's standing among the Philistines surrounded by his enemy. David says, I'm going to praise the Lord. Now, when I get to heaven, I'm going to talk to him about that. But how did he come up with that idea? But I believe David said, if I got to go out, let me go out with praise on my lips. If they going to take me out, if this is where God has brought me, if this happened to be my end, if I'm going to die in a Philistine territory at the hands of my enemies, let praise be on my lips. And David began to praise God in their presence. David began to talk about the goodness of the Lord even while he's surrounded by his enemies. And isn't that like Sam I Am? Sam just kept promoting his product regardless of what circumstances and situation. Brothers and sisters, that's what we got to do. You don't need no title to be no evangelist. Just tell them your name, Sam I Am. Tell them what the Lord has done for you. Tell them how the Lord had picked you up and turned you around. But I discovered something in my inquiry, in my investigation, and in my research. I discovered that might be the reason why people don't do the work of an evangelist. Because you can't go out there looking for Jesus. An evangelist can't go out there hoping to get closer to Jesus. No, you got to know him for yourself. And if anybody throw a question at you, you're comfortable enough to say, I don't know, but come to Bible study. I don't know, but let's look at it together. I know the Lord. I'm not asking 1,001 questions. I'm not seeking the Lord. I already know the Lord. When you're an evangelist, you already have to have a personal relationship with the Lord. I'm not deciding between religions. I'm not deciding between denominations. I'm not deciding between churches. I've already made up my mind. This is the product I'm going to push. Sam, it was personal to Sam. He went and worked. It was something on his heart. He was passionate about this product. Amen. And how much more should the believers be passionate about the person whom we are called upon to promote? We ought to be as passionate as Sam I Am about promoting Jesus the Christ. As he promoted green eggs and ham everywhere he went, we ought to be willing to promote Jesus everywhere we go. First P is that it got to be personal. Second P is that it has to be some persistence. That's right. Some stick-to-itness. Some stay with it. Because one thing is true, quitters never win souls. Quitters never win and winners never quit. He was persistent in his pursuit and to share his product. Amen. How much more so should we be persistent? Yep. Now note with me, if you will, that even though he was persistent, he was flexible. Right. And I've discovered that some people are not flexible, you're rigid. You're like a broke clock. A broke clock. There's a lot of broke clocks around here. People point them out to me all the time. There's a broke clock. There's a broke clock. And I'm like, yeah, mine works. I know what time it is. But some people are like broke clocks. They figure the same time every day, all day long. Whatever you ask them, they got the same solution to the same problem for the same year, for the 10 years, 15 years. All we got to do is X. But not Sam. That's right. Sam I Am was persistent, but he was yet flexible. Amen. Sam said, if you want to try on a boat, will you try it with a goat? If you want to try it over here, will you try it over there? Will you try anywhere? If you want to try it with a box, on a box, try it with a fox. Try it. That's how we have to be when we promote Jesus. When we promote Jesus, we got to be flexible. You want to try them on Sunday morning? Try them on Friday night. You don't want to try them on Friday night? Try them on Wednesday. Try Jesus. The person that we are promoting, we got to be persistent and faithful to it. Amen. You can't try it and then walk away. It didn't work. I tried to witness to them and fall out with people because you never know where you are on the journey. You never know where you are in the process. Even Paul, the great apostle Paul, says, I planted and Apollos watered, but it's God that gives the increase. You may just be planting so that somebody else may come around and do the watering. Or you may be watering what someone else had already planted, but it's God that gives the increase. The same God that pricked your heart, he'll prick their heart. The same God that turned you around will turn them around. But you have to be persistent. And a lot of times I think you get what you get. You get this, you know, because of our lack of persistence, you get unfaithfulness. You get inconsistency. You get some Tommy. But not Sam. I am. Sam, I am stayed with it. It was personal. He stayed with it. He was persistent. And just like David, he gave him one word, taste. Taste and see. Amen. He wanted him to try it for himself. Yeah. To taste something is personal. It's personal. No one can taste something for you. Now my wife is working with my grandson, and my daughter is working with my grandson to try new foods. try new things and try, and he'll go for it, then he'll look over at me. And I'll be looking at him. Then he look at me. And so I just try it, you know, I'll just try it. But I don't know how much confidence he has in me. Because I've eaten a lot of things in front of him that he's like, I'm not trying that, Papa. I'm just not trying that. But it's personal. You have to try and taste on your own. It is a personal encounter with the goodness of God. Yeah. And once you have tasted the goodness of God, you want more. Yeah. When you taste the goodness of God, you get addicted to it. When you taste the goodness of God, you cannot live without it. Once you taste it for yourself. Evangelism starts with sharing your own personal encounter with Christ. And the fact is, you can't experience Christ like I experienced Christ.
That's right.
No matter how hard I try. See, I was raised for this. See, I can look back now on some things that God was doing in my life, and I thank God for it, because if it wasn't for what he did then, I wouldn't be here right now. It's the moves that he made, the protections that he gave me, the opportunity that he allowed me to have to be here right now. But that's my personal encounter with the Lord. You have to have your own personal encounter with the Lord that you may share with passion and be persistent with sharing with others, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Amen. So the first P is personal. The second P is persistence. And the third P is persuasive. His argument ultimately persuaded the guy. You remember the line the guy said? He said, I do not like them. Sam, I am. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them in a house. I do not like them with a mouse. I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. You do, and then listen to Sam. This is Sam. This is Sam talking. You do not like them. So you say, try them, and you may.
That's right.
His whole argument was just simply taste and see.
Amen.
And most of us here today that has an encounter with the Lord, we have to taste and see for ourselves. Amen. You know, I tell people I love my dad. If you knew my relationship with my dad, you know that I honor Junior as my first name. All the others follow that. That was the first name I was called. They wouldn't even use my first name because that was his name. In his presence, I was just Junior. And I didn't mind it. Loved him. And he told me everything he could about God. I fell in love with God, but found out that everything that my dad shared with me was like a menu to what God shared with me is like a meal. Everything my dad shared with me was like a menu with the appetizer. You can get this. You can get that. It's like the entree. It's like the salads and soups and dessert. But once you have tasted and seen for yourself the goodness of the Lord, the menu won't satisfy you no more. You know what it tastes like. You know what it feels like. The menu won't. He said, try it and see. You may. If you just try. Fight people to come and serve so that they may encounter the Lord. Right. And then the guy says, I'll try them just to get rid of you. Yeah, that's... Say, and after he tried them, he said, I like green eggs and ham.
Amen.
I do. I like them, Sam. I am. I would eat them in a boat. And I would eat them with a goat. These are all ways. I will eat them here. I will eat them there. I will eat them anywhere. It shows how he persuaded him to a positive new experience. And brothers and sisters, when we go out as Sam, I am. Just simply trying to get people to taste and see. I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, it does make a difference. It does make a difference because everyone in this room today, didn't meet Jesus on that road. You didn't meet Jesus in Jerusalem. You didn't meet Jesus on Calvary's Hill. You didn't meet Jesus in Judea. You met Jesus because somebody introduced them and you tried him for yourself. So we don't promote titles. We are, you know, we need them for some people, but it's just simply just sharing with people that they may experience Christ on their own. And it was persuasive. Now David, in the company of his enemies, David surrounded by Philistines, they thought that this was such easy prey that they're going to take David to the king. Now, the king didn't want nothing to do with no David. And the last place he wanted David was in his palace. The one who have already slayed Goliath, the one that already slayed thousands and hundreds of Philistines, he did not want that man in his palace. But they kept selling, man, he crazy. He done lost his mind. He's out here spitting on himself and praising God and shouting and dancing. He ain't no threat. He said, King, you can just walk out here and stab him with a knife. It's an easy bait. And the king was so scared of David that he's like, I ain't dealing with that man. I ain't going out there fooling with him. But what I like about David, it shows some persistence. David had to stick with the bit. He had to stay with it. He had to keep going. Even though they're drinking him closer and closer to the king, David stayed with it. And when he got an earshot of the king, he said, oh, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. And the king said, get that crazy man out of my kingdom. David's way of escape. David got out of a jam surrounded by his enemies with praise and evangelism. See, some of the trouble that some of us are in, maybe, just maybe, if we share the goodness of the Lord with other people, it just might get you out of that trouble. It might get you out of that situation. It might get you out of that circumstance. If you would just try Jesus. Try Jesus in the morning. Amen. Try Jesus in the afternoon. Try Jesus when you got a pocket full of money. Try Jesus when you're broke down to your last dime. Try Jesus when you got to catch the bus to go to work. Try Jesus when you got 3 cars in the driveway. Try Jesus when you ain't got nothing to wear. Try Jesus when you can't find what clothes to wear. Try Jesus. Try him with your prayer life. Try him in your praise life. Try him in your study life. Try Jesus. Spend as much time trying Jesus as you trip on Facebook, you'll see the difference in your life. Amen. Try them in your circumstances. Yeah, try new things. Try them in the male chorus. Yeah. Try them with the usher board. Try them in the congregational care. Try them with the greeters. Try them with the nurse. Try them with the try to Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, my grandpa was a Pentecostal preacher.
Oh, yeah.
And see, since I'm Baptist, I might want to end right here because he's a Pentecostal.
All right, come on, let's go.
And the Pentecostal had a song they would sing. It would say, "Have you tried my Jesus?"
Yeah.
And my grandma was always knew he was going to sing it out and he couldn't really sing. So grandma would be right there on his heels. Soon as he says, "Have you tried my Jesus?" My grandma would say, "He's all right." And so Paul feel good about it, so he'll say it again. Have you tried my Jesus? And 2 or 3 more people say, "He's all right."
Yeah.
Have you tried my Jesus?
He's all right.
He's all right. You just got to try him. And as evangelists, we got to be like Sam, I am. Got to be personal. You tell them about what he done for you. And if they start asking too many questions, send them to me. I'll tell them I don't know for you. If you're uncomfortable with telling people I don't know, send them to me. I'm comfortable in my relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
That I can tell you, just try Jesus. Samuel Yahweh. Sam, I am. May God bless you. May God keep you today. At this time, we want to extend the invitation to Christian discipleship, and it's just simply saying, try Jesus.
Right.
Try him in your life. Try him in your circumstances. Try him in your predicament. As the ushers and greeters and deacons come, we invite you to come. You can come just as you are from where you are. You can come by Christian experience. I mean, you already have a personal relationship with the Lord, but you don't have a church home to live out your soul salvation. We invite you to Ebenezer. If you haven't accepted Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you can come as a candidate for baptism. We will take you to the water to be baptized. And if you already have a personal relationship, you already have a church home, but you're in Austin, you don't move because of school or job, we invite you to be a part of our Watch Care program where we will watch over your soul just like you're our own. So at this time, we invite you to come to Jesus just as you are. Will you come? Will you come? hand is always yours to accept. May God bless you and God keep you.